from KQED.
Well, as we just said, a federal judge in San Jose lifted his moratorium on lethal injections Friday afternoon, clearing the way for the first execution in California in more than 5 years. Albert Greenwood Brown is scheduled to die early Wednesday morning, and today's decision by Judge Jeremy Fogel removes the biggest legal hurdle to that happening. Stanford Law Professor Robert Weisberg is following the legal developments. And Professor Weisberg, remind us, if you would, why Judge Fogel imposed this moratorium in the first place.
He thought there was a grave risk that the method of execution that was used as of 2006 violated the Eighth Amendment because it caused the inmate to suffer egregious conscious pain and agony. The reason for that was chiefly the concern that the way the three-drug cocktail was administered, the anesthetic, which is the first drug, wasn't sufficient to prevent great pain from occurring when the second and third drugs were administered, the paralytic agent and the heart-stopping agent. As a related matter, he was very distressed about the logistics and monitoring that were employed in the injection chambers as of 2006. He thought the staff was very poorly trained, so he thought that there was a grave risk of a harm that would have been unconstitutional.
Now, the state did adopt new regulations for lethal injections last month, but as far as I know, they're still using those same three chemicals in that lethal cocktail. So what's changed?
Well, two things. First, they say that they have increased the dosage of the first drug, the sodium thiopental, to the degree that it would so fully anesthetize the inmate that he would not experience any conscious pain upon the administration of the second and third. Second of all, in a kind of alternative approach to this, they agreed to at least establish a protocol for the one drug cocktail, namely just using a very, very large dose of the sodium thiopental, and that itself would be sufficient to kill the inmate, and it would eliminate the problems with the second and third drugs. So the state has sort of suggested that either way they're in compliance with the judge's orders.
Judge Fogel has not visited the new lethal injection facility that the state built, and they unveiled it this week for reporters, and yet he did lift the moratorium. Any thoughts about why he wouldn't have taken the time to go see it before deciding?
I assume that there came a point where he didn't think his own observations would matter that much. He wasn't questioning the honesty or, you know, good faith of the testimony or presentations by the state. He had plenty of documentation before him. It would be one thing if the judge had decided, well, I'm going to really, really slow things down and I'm going to demand a complete new kind of medical audit of the whole process, and that's going to take a long, long time. But he has been very reluctant to micromanage things.
What other legal impediments are there to an execution? We have one scheduled for next Wednesday at midnight. Are there other lawsuits pending that could slow this down or stop it?
The plaintiffs in this case, and of course we have to be clear on the odd legal posture here. Normally, legal efforts to stop executions involve appeals or habeas corpus petitions by the defendants, the criminal defendants, i.e. the inmates. Here we've got a civil lawsuit in which the criminal defendants, the inmates, are actually, of course, the plaintiffs, and the defendants in the civil suit are officials of the state. There was a separate but legally similar Eighth Amendment claim brought in state court, filed in Marin Superior Court. That's where San Quentin is. That led to a temporary stay a while back. That stay was then lifted by an appellate court. It's possible that the plaintiffs could refile in state court and try to get a new injunction out of the state court. Otherwise, I don't think that there is any legal avenue for stopping the case on this ground.
Albert Greenwood Brown is scheduled to die next week, and he committed this horrible crime of raping and killing a 15-year-old girl 30 years ago. And, you know, there's an old expression, justice delayed is justice denied. Is there anything in Judge Fogel's decision that will expedite the process of executions in California generally?
Not all that much. It's not that this case was selected to be the test case of the lethal injection system. It just kind of happened because on its own independent legal momentum, that is to say the exhaustion of Brown's direct appeals and habeas corpus petitions, his number just came up and the death warrant was issued. So obviously an injunction, were to have continued, would have stopped all executions. But it's not as if lifting the injunction is going to suddenly cause a lot of executions. The main continuing barrier to immediate executions will again be the very particular, often slow legal proceedings in particular cases.
All right. Robert Weisberg, professor of law and co-director of the Criminal Justice Center at Stanford University. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.